Please come into my room.
That is so trippy.
That is where we learn the most.
Welcome back to the Mustache Room. I'm your host, David Benn. On this episode, Del Jolly enters the Mustache Room. He's the co-founder of Unlimited Sciences. They're a nonprofit organization working to further the research and acceptance of psilocybin and other entheogens in therapy and overall health. He's also the co-founder of Umbo Mushrooms. They offer products that leverage the key health benefits of some of the world's most powerful medicinal mushrooms. Del has been instrumental in the decriminalized Denver movement. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner and works with some of the highest performing combat athletes. Don't forget to check us out online at mustacheroom.com or Mustache Room on social media. We are sponsored by our parent company, Mustache Brands. That's M-U-S-T-A-S-H. Thank you so much for listening. Now enjoy this conversation with Del Jolly. The Telluride Mushroom Festival, I believe it was you with Rashad, and I think it was one other guy, and you guys were kind of, I guess, in the early phases of your Umbo project?
Yeah. The other guy was probably Jake Plummer, the former quarterback for the Broncos and Arizona, an Arizona State alum. And we were up there just trying to get a lay of the land for that. Telluride's obviously the place to be, definitely kind of the, in my eyes, a little bit of the Mecca. They've been around for a very long time and doing it right for quite some time. And that thing's just only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So that was a cool, it was, we had a lot of fun up there for the few days that we were there.
Oh yeah. And I guess I didn't recognize him, but yeah, Jake Plummer, obviously I'm here in Denver. He retired as a Bronco. So that's fantastic.
Jake's a tremendous guy. I love Jake. He and I became friends when we were working with Charlotte's Web together. He was doing some promotional stuff with like NFL guys, leading the conversation around cannabis. And he was kind of one of the first people to quote unquote come out of that cannabis closet for the NFL. Now everybody is all about it.
Yeah, they've loosened their restrictions and kind of embraced it as a healing mechanism for a lot of their players. Certainly a better option than opioids, right?
Yeah, they should. So, no doubt. I mean, lots of room for improvement with the NFL, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Jake Plummer, and I noticed he's affiliated with, is it MycoLove.Farm, the group out of Boulder?
Yeah, MycoLove Farms is, they're actually in, the farm's in Fort Lupton, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
It's so weird how these things happen. We started Umbo, and a friend of mine just so happened to purchase this property that had a built-in mushroom farm on it. And he's like, I know nothing about mushrooms. I know you're getting into it. You want to check it out. And so I went out there. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. This, like, it's so amazing. It's perfect. It's just a little too early for us. We definitely are interested in growing our own mushrooms for Umbo, our functional mushroom brand.
Sure.
And, but it's a little bit early, but then I was telling Jake, what do you think about this? Let's look at this. Let's talk about this. And Jake's like, oh man, I got to take this down. Cause Jake just wants to grow mushrooms. he really loves, the farming aspect of that. And so he started another venture on top of that called MycoLove Farms with some really rad guys who are just growing gourmet mushrooms and now functional mushrooms and just kind of small time farming.
How cool would it be to have a property that comes with a mushroom farm? I mean, building it, the infrastructure, it was all ready to go?
Yep, ready to go. It used to be Eukarya Farms and came with a client list and the whole deal. The gentleman who owned it moved up to Montana or whatnot, but it's cool. I mean, it's a perfect place to start. You know, it's basically got three really big bays. It's got a autoclave room, sterilization room. It's got a place where we can make the grain bags, and they're cranking out like 700 pounds of mushrooms a week over there right now. So wow. It's a good little setup. They're kicking ass. I've grown mushrooms a time or two, and it's a difficult process. It's a fun process. It's very much like cannabis, where I think people should at least give it a crack one time. And grow your own. I mean, the world would be a better place if we could do that. All of this, Umbo, this functional mushroom company with Jake and Rashad, Unlimited Sciences, our psychedelic research nonprofit, this all stems from my desire to bring access to human beings and have human beings take health into their own hands. I love that. And that's what the DCRIM movement was. The DCRIM Denver movement was, it's the opportunity to present access for people to handle their own shit, right? I'm still advocating for that. Tonight, I've got the entire DCRIM Nature team coming to my house, DCRIM Nature Colorado and Boulder County, coming to my house in my yurt to try to figure out, hey, how do we move these things forward in Colorado? How do we do it in an equitable way? People have got to understand the difference between decriminalization and legalization and medicalization and then religious and spiritual use. I'm all for all of those models if they come in a very specific order, and that specific order is decriminalization first and foremost. After that, I don't really give shit what you do, but if that is not the foundation of what we are trying to build in Colorado and in this nation, I'm telling you, the legalization model, which sounds right, sounds good, sounds fair, sounds equitable, it's not as equitable. And those companies that will make money on the legalization side will soon gather funds to create lobbyists, to stifle any sort of decrim type of stuff, to say, no, we need to maintain it this way. The people aren't smart enough to understand this on their own, so they need therapists to do this. I'm a libertarian at heart, and we need to start with those kind of foundations of, look, we trust people to responsibly use the statistically and proven most dangerous drug in the entire world, that is alcohol. Not only do we trust them to do it, we fucking encourage them to do it. We allow that. We need to do the same for these medicines, but again, it needs to be decrim before anything. And so all these movements, all these things that I'm involved with, all stem from my desire to allow for the decriminalization of entheogens so people could take their health into their own hands.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, and you're right. Once you go beyond decriminalization, business enters the discussion, and now it complicates everything. And, you know, if you look back to, indigenous groups and people that have been using plant-based medicine forever, they did it responsibly on their own, knew how to harness the power of it. And, you know, when you try to introduce business, that's when you take away from the organic benefits of what you're trying to work with.
Well, and there's a lot. I'm very, I have had a very much an evolution in my own personal beliefs, where, you know, even with Oregon, where they're going with the legalization model, like, we need to pass something. We need to get that moving. And to a degree, there's a certain truth to that. Like, we need to send a message like, yo, this is on its way, be prepared or whatnot. How it looks kind of like from here on out needs to be at decriminalization, but the evolution, and speaking to more indigenous, I mean, truly indigenous people, who are saying things to me that are very hard for Westerners to understand, that, you know, these plants have their own spirit. These spirits cannot be manipulated. It's very much, I heard this just the other night, and it's such a beautiful analogy for anybody who's trying to act as if they do give a shit. And then think about tobacco. Tobacco on its own in its purest form is not harmful, in a lot of ways. When you change what tobacco is, the way that we understand tobacco, it shows up in ways like cancer in your lungs, you know, because it's not the true spirit of tobacco and it's being misused. To think that psilocybin might not go that route is that disconnect between indigenous people and Westerners. Oh, this is fine. This is going to be totally fine. And the indigenous folks that I'm listening to are saying, you know, we don't think it is. Like, we need to slow down and really kind of understand what we're doing here before you start manipulating these molecules and these plants and fungi and, like, you know, just kind of slow down. And the Western mind's like, no, we need to fucking capitalize. We need to make this money stat, you know, and we're going to do it under the umbrella of feeling good about creating access to psilocybin to people. And we're doing right. We're doing good. So we're not wrong. Right. Like, your the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And it's just it's an interesting dynamic, and to slow down and kind of really consider it, I'm feeling that the evolution, my own personal evolution on the way I've been considering it, it is very much rooting into stay on the decrim first before absolutely anything. And then we'll kind of see how things transpire. At the end of the day, it is however you want to use it. I'm okay with recreational use. I personally cannot even fathom recreational use for some reason. If I take a couple grams, it goes south. I try to do larger doses or nothing. Unlimited science is what our study with Johns Hopkins, what I'm hoping to do with that information is just validate the community's use, show that the community knows what they're doing, show that their quality of lives are improving, show where they're missing and having like some failures, and like, hey, by the way, because what's going to happen is a story is going to air of someone using psilocybin for something like PTSD, and someone's going to say, oh, I really need to try that. Where do I start? And currently, there's really not a good starting point. I've been involved in this for quite some time, and I really couldn't tell you a resource like, hey, look, this is where you need to go. They have the best information. They're going to help you with your psilocybin journey, right? Like, maybe there's some resources for ketamine and maybe even MDMA and all that kind of jazz, but psilocybin itself, it's still underground. No one wants to talk about it. No one's have resources there. But I'm hoping that this culmination of data will be able to be presented to help people make smart choices to have the best success that they can. With where we're at as the human race and all the tumultuous things that are happening in this world right now, we need all the tools we can to be as healthy as possible and to kind of take away one of the most ancient, effective, safest ones in psilocybin and other things like ayahuasca and the other, all these other plant medicines. It's pretty risky, but we're doing it left and right, man. We've got a fentanyl issue that's out of control. We got a lot of issues that I think plant medicine could help with.
Let's talk about Umbo. So I looked at your website. I saw the players. I saw, your mission statement. I saw the product that you're offering, and it's really, it's awesome. And I'd like for you to tell us a little about like how you started and what your ultimate goal is with the Umbo product line.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. Sure. So again, like I said, Jake Plummer and I worked together at Charlotte's Web, and he became a friend of mine. In the same kind of time period, I was doing a lot of work with some UFC friends of mine. And one of those is a guy named Trevor Whitman, who's like probably one of the best striking coaches in the world. Oh, he coaches Rose, Justin, Gaethje, and Kamaru Usman. And Trevor's kind enough to introduce me to Rashad, and Rashad and I hit it off. And we kept in touch quite a bit, but there was a post that Rashad made, and I saw that post. I'm like, oh dude, I you're looking, you're searching. And so I kind of hit him up. I'm like, hey man, like, I know we don't know each other really well. It's, we've met a few times in casual phone calls and this and that. I want you to reach out to Trevor. Trevor will vouch for me. He knows I'm not a creep, but dude, I know what you're looking for. You need to come to Colorado and show you it. Anyway, Rashad and I quickly became very good friends and have, really grown as friends. And when the pandemic hit and I was still trying to raise money for Unlimited Sciences, our psychedelic research nonprofit, so hard to kind of get the funding we need to do the studies we want. I thought, you know what, man, I could launch a functional mushroom brand and take the proceeds from that and pay for the science and the cause that I believe in. I believe people are using functional mushroom products already. Why not support a brand that's like part of the community and trying to do the right thing and trying to give back to psychedelic nonprofits? That's what our cause is. I hit up Jake and was like, hey man, do you want to be part of this? And he's very, very new to this, but he's not new to plant medicine. He's new to entheogenic plant medicine. And he's always been such a natural guy. He grew up in Idaho where, his mom would put comfrey patches on his bruises and whatnot, And so he's he's always been about it, very intelligent when it comes to that type of plant medicine and is learning about mushrooms and all this now. And so we started Umbo. You know, we have our functional mushroom bar, which is, you know, basically, man, like, we're talking to other companies about, you know, how do we make this bar together and do a functional mushroom bar? And it's one group, really, really wonderful group and whatnot. But I kind of noticed that the bars that they had provided us, they're still in my cupboard. Matter of fact, they probably still are in my cupboard.
Tastes like shit.
That means, like, man, I'm not eating those, you know? Found this other company who my son and his son played baseball together, and they had a bar. And so we reached out, and so we created this new recipe that's basically 42% honey, 40% honey, pecans, sunflower seeds, walnuts, and then five functional mushrooms: lion's mane, reishi, cordyceps, shiitake, and turkey tail. 2.5 grams, because I also wanted to have, you know, bigger doses, all in one bar, and they taste great. And, like, I've been eating them now for 8 months, and I don't have any right now. We're getting another delivery today. Like, it's constant. They're good. And I kind of like,
that's great.
This bar is like one that you look forward to. Like, when you look at all the bar set, there's a million different bars, and you usually just choose the one that you tolerate, right? Ours is one that you crave, you know? So super excited about that. And then we've got our capsules that are, energy capsules, and then we have a rest capsule. And these are functional mushrooms like lion's mane and reishi, along with branded ingredients that are really kind of the oomph that other companies don't tend to have, like L-theanine, which is a branded ingredient, sun-theanine. Our energy capsules have cordyceps and bio-NNM, which is like an NAD precursor, energy precursor. And then
it's an anti-aging?
Prime, which is...
Is that one of the anti-aging
stuff?
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then Rhodiola, which is salidricide, is the chemical inside rhodiola that people like. That's what works. And most products like have like, you know, 1 or 2% salidricide. This is like a 6% branded ingredient. So these things work, man. They're effective. I'm usually not a guy who feels much of anything, but for our resting, like for even sleep, I'm like, oh yeah, we need a sleep product, because people, I hear they struggle about sleep. I hit my head at 11 and I'm up at 5:30 every day. Like I don't wake up in the middle of the night usually. But the thing I noticed about these rest capsules is like, I dream these crazy dreams now.
Really?
Like, and our chemist was like, yeah, it's probably the sun theanine and the lion's mane kind of work together like that. So we're excited about this. We're excited about the category. We have gummies that are just around the corner. A few other products that we're looking towards. We have a science team who's going to start really looking at extraction processes and coupling different molecules, things of that nature. So it's a good brand. I believe in it, kind of putting everything I got behind it, because at the end of the day, I think it's a good way to have, you know, corporate social responsibility, where we could do something, where we could generate revenue, and we could take that revenue and do good with it in the world.
Yeah. And having all your affiliations with, in whether it be nonprofit or other things that you're working on, that gives you a lot of channels to give back. That's really cool. That's
yeah. Jake and I were out in LA for the Super Bowl for Media Row, where it's just a bunch of media outlets in one place. And we were there with a guy named Marcus Capone, who runs a group called Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. Marcus is undoubtedly going to be the poster child of psychedelics, in the sense that his story is so unique and so beautiful. Basically a 13-year combat veteran for SEAL Team 6, wow, demolitions guy, just a all-American badass. And, you know, he comes back after 13 years and is kind of a shell of a human. And the only thing that brought him any relief after trying everything was he did an Ibogaine treatment down in Mexico. But that's just it. You've got a SEAL Team 6, 13-year combat veteran who has to travel out of the country he risked his life for to get the treatment. He needs to fix the ailments that the country he left to, you know, go fight for, or to,
well, and Ibogaine is that's the most extreme. I mean, I've heard that that one really takes it out of you for however long the treatment lasts. So yeah, being able to have to go somewhere else and be subject to the effects of Ibogaine, whew, that's a scary journey.
Yeah, no doubt. He was with us, and he was telling me a story where he's in the middle of his Ibogaine treatment, which is an incredibly difficult and challenging treatment in a you know, hospital facility. And the room, he's thinking, oh my God, he's tripping, and he's like, oh, I'm going to hell. It's getting so hot in here and things are on fire. No, the actual room was on fucking fire. You know what I mean? And so,
oh my God,
a dryer had caught fire in the middle of his trip, and his room was on fire, and he's in the middle of it. And he had heard that, you know, the doctors come in, they're rushing, things are going crazy, right? Cause the room's on fire. And he thinks that he was told that he was going into cardiac arrest because Ibogaine has, toxicity to a degree if it's not done safely and blah, blah, blah. So he thinks he's dying. He thinks he's going to hell. He thinks that the room's on fire, you know, and is like whatever, but it's actually on fire. And the point is, I don't know if that kind of stuff is going to happen in a United States hospital.
Holy right? crap. You want to ruin somebody's psyche forever. Set the room on fire while they're tripping, especially at Ibogaine. Yeah. I can't even imagine how detrimental that was.
Right. Well, Marcus is a dyed-in-the-wool thug, and he's gone back since then. So he's got a different mindset. He's a very stoic, humble, incredible human being. But Jake and Marcus were going on Media Row, just radio station after radio station, telling his story. And because Marcus reached out to me, he's like, "Hey, man, this is what I'm doing for the NFL. Do you think that maybe you could connect me with Jake?" I'm like, "Absolutely. That's what we want to do. We want to help you tell your story. We want Decrim Nature to tell their story. We want Unlimited Sciences to tell their story." You know, like on our packaging, it says, "We support responsible psychedelic research through Unlimited Sciences." It's what it is now. That's who we're supporting now. In the future, I want that to say this other badass group. I want it to say this group, that group. You know, I want to support as many people who are making headway in the right way in this space. And I hope Umbo can do that.
So with Marcus, just to finish that thought, after that Ibogaine treatment, did he do other treatments as well? Or was that the one panacea for what he was going through?
So how they do that is you do your Ibogaine treatment, and then like 2 days later, you go through a 5-MeO treatment as well. And Ibogaine is such a harsh psychological trip that they try to brighten it with 5-MeO, which seemed kind of interesting to me because 5-MeO is very difficult for me personally. I mean, it's just, it's all love and light, and I kind of get it, but it is so freaking intense. Like I to go do an Ibogaine and a 5-MeO trip sounds like one hellacious weekend.
It's funny you say that though, because I'm the same way. Ayahuasca, drawn out, great. DMT, consolidated. Buckle up. I definitely didn't get a therapeutic outcome from doing DMT the way I did from ayahuasca.
Yeah. And just for crystal clarity for the audience, which may or may not know, I'm sure they do, you know, like DMT, dimethyltryptamine, and 5-methoxydimethyltryptamine, toad medicine, and then DMT from like either a vape pen, or DMT is kind of the active constituent in ayahuasca and even psilocybin condensed. 5-MeO, 5-MeO DMT, and DMT are two completely different drugs. Very similar physiological, you know, 15-minute experience, that kind of jazz. But 5 is for me, it has been incredibly life-changing. DMT, while I don't refute the benefits of it, it just seems very recreational and kind of like going to an incredible art gallery, the most incredible art gallery you've ever been to, which can be moving in ways, but it's not like 5. So they are doing 5, the toad medicine post Ibogaine, and not your standard DMT. So
gotcha. Well, thanks for clarifying. Is that the Bufo toad? Okay.
Yep, and that's the one that kind of brought me to all of this medicine. You know, I'd done psilocybin and acid in when I was like, you know, 18 and whatnot.
Sure.
And then I had a stint where I just didn't know anything or care about it at all. Wasn't whatever. And then I did five, and then that's what set me off to, you know, seek out the Decrim Denver thing and just like set my path on this whole thing. So,
yeah, I did an ayahuasca retreat in Orlando in 2017. It was Friday through Sunday, and it's the Church of Mother Earth. I guess they're through their religious institution are able to grow ayahuasca on site. And so they had it was a tremendous ceremony. We did three of them, two night and one day. And during my day ceremony, I had a vision, and I translated it to me being able to have kids and be happy as a father. And that to me, again, like you said, is, you know, something that resonated enough to want to teach people how to get that same benefit and tell people about it and be very evangelical when possible, just because of the healing it's provided me. So I'm very akin to what you said before.
Yeah, absolutely. The daytime, how was that? Because I've only done nighttime, obviously, but daytime seems so weird.
It was much more profound. I felt they had it in a very nice wooded area. It was really comforting, and you know, I felt really connected, even more so connected to nature. And the visuals were a lot stronger. So I don't know if it was me being more relaxed or whatever, but I got a lot more out of it than I did the two night ceremonies.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've considered it. Seems interesting.
Yeah, that place is great, and I've considered going back. You know, when I can get the time. Now that I have a daughter that's less than a year old, my capacity to do psychedelics abroad and, you know, around the country are a little limited. Back to so I saw Corey Sanhagen. I'm a big MMA fan. Yeah, I told you I practice jiu-jitsu, but I'm much more of a fan than I am a practitioner. Corey Sanhagen, I saw advertised, you know, he's taking umbo mushrooms. And so you're gaining a lot of momentum, it seems like, pretty quickly with the product. I saw some rash guards being offered. It seems like it's really going crazy.
Yeah, we're you know, I want to lean into athletes, artists, and instigators, right? When you kind of look at Jake and Rashad and then Del Jolly, who the hell is this Del Jolly guy? It's, you know, I just want to encourage people never to think like they can't do tremendous things. Right. And so, whether you're an athlete, like Jake and Rashad are definitely athletes, but, Jake's definitely an artist, right? Rashad has been supporting and helping Unlimited Sciences for years now. He's been on Joe Rogan talking about Unlimited Science. So he's an instigator in that avenue as well. I want this to feel like any and everyone can make a mad difference, right? So we're talking about athletes, artists, and instigators. And so Corey Sanhagen's one of those dudes where certainly known for his fighting, but, you know, he's very much into philosophy. Joseph Campbell, Ram Dass, like he's a tremendous guy. And I'd like for Umbo to start unveiling a lot of this. You know, like the tagline is unearth your potential, right? And that's what we want to do. We want people to unearth their potential. And if you, maybe you're not a physical dynamo, like someone like Rashad, but damn it, maybe you're doing some rad art, right? Or, maybe you're not an artist, maybe you're not an athlete, but maybe you know how to freaking make regenerative soil, and you could teach that to an inner city community to start growing their own food in their own neighborhood. That's the kind of shit that is, for me, as high level, as important as whatever Jake and Rashad did in their careers, right? And I think they would say the same thing, where we need mushroom farmers, we need advocates, we need Decrim Nature to have success. We need these things. We sure shit don't need, you know, the NFL, right? Like it's a luxury thing, but we need some instigators to start disrupting the way that we are operating as a species. And so I hope that Umbo can start highlighting super rad people. And that's what we want to do, athletes, artists, and instigators. So that's where Del Jolly comes in, where, you know, I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular guy with three kids who has maybe a not so healthy dislike of the government. And I want people to feel and know, like, yeah, you can make change in your own neighborhood. You know, it's like, we have this decrim nature meeting on Tuesday or Monday. And there's like five of us up on this panel talking about the decrim nature initiative. And this one woman, bless her soul, was really wonderful. But she's saying, what are you guys going to do about, you know, the mushroom kingdom and all the patenting and all the protection against mushrooms as a whole? They have so much opportunity and people are going to do this and blah, blah, blah. And and I was kind of like stumped because I don't like the confrontation like that, because I could tell she was like kind of she was ready for war on that. And I don't want to die on that hill for it. I'm up there for decrim nature. And I didn't really know how to respond. But the indigenous leader who was on the stage handled it. He was like, at the end of the day, how I heard him translate it was like, whoa, wait. We're just five people up here trying to decrim these particular drugs that are on the Schedule 1 thing. What are you doing? What are you doing? That sounds like a cause that maybe you should get your ass behind and stop asking people on the stage and get your ass on the stage and defend it yourself and work towards it yourself. Like, and that's what you want to send me into a rage. You know, when I ask for help, don't say you'll help me. But then once I'm getting somewhere, you tell me what I could do differently. It's like, where were you when I was asking you how to do this and do it appropriately? What I'm getting at is anybody could be on that stage. I'm not unique, but this matters to me. This is super important to me. It's important enough for me to have a voice, get involved, try to do what I can. No one can't do that. I'm a pretty busy person, but you make time for the things that you give a shit about. Okay. Everything else is an excuse. Is kind of the way I see it. And decriminalizing nature is important to me. So I make time. Anybody could be an instigator. Anybody could make change in their community. And that's what I want to see, like Umbo kind of do, is like just encourage people to be just badasses.
I like that.
No matter what it is they're doing. Yeah. And in Colorado, you know, we've got multiple bills that are being set forth, various interests being represented through these bills. And, you know, what will happen, and it's kind of a difficulty of, you know, lack of the awareness, but if some of these things pass, and then you start seeing a big uprising, like, well, why did this pass? I'm not happy about this. Well, where were you when we were trying to freaking rally the troops, you know? And so, like, now's the time. If you care about decrim nature in the state of Colorado particularly, or your own damn city, start a chapter. Go to decrimnature.org. They have the blueprint on how to do this, how to talk to city council members. And so don't sit back. Don't be someone who waits for other people to do shit and then bitch about it. Like, oh, that's so infuriating. Everybody has the chance right now. There's only been 13 cities that have done this, which quite honestly is a lot, but there's been 13 cities who have decriminalized entheogens in their city. And guess what? There's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands more that need it. Chances are your city's one of them. Get off your ass and do something about it.
Yeah. Props to Denver and Oakland and for being the first, the pioneers in the decrim movement. Was it Denver first and then Oakland?
Yeah, Denver decriminalized psilocybin.
Okay.
And psilocybin only. And then Oakland kind of did a, you know, oh, that's cool, hold my beer move. And they decriminalized all entheogens.
Geographically, obviously, we benefit from, you know, Colorado's a lot more liberal. You know, I have listeners in Ohio and Florida. And as much as they, you know, the people that listen to my podcast and my friends and they appreciate it, they're also concerned about, you know, you've got governors like in Florida that are telling kids it's not okay to be gay and stuff. So it's a slippery landscape for some of them to navigate. Any suggestions for people that might live in an area that is a little bit more difficult to push those types of bills?
Yeah. I mean, I think every state probably has some more liberal leaning council members somewhere, right? It's like, you know, Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's pretty conservative. Well, no, it's actually a blue state now, I think. But, you know, a lot of states are typically can be more conservative, but there's got to be a liberal leaning city council that they're not idiots. And if they have the right education, it can very easily change for them. And they could really kind of say, okay, I see what you're saying here. I see maybe it's a story like Marcus Capone. Marcus Capone and his group have gone into Texas and started changing laws around researching psilocybin. Okay.
Wow. Texas.
There's no more conservative place than Texas, but it takes a former Navy SEAL working with, who's the governor there? I met him, Rick. Oh.
Anyway,
I can't remember right now, but I mean, that's just it. Like I said, I guess I'm more libertarian, but I have very conservative roots. This blows my mind that this is not a conservative movement. This is a stay out of my business. We don't need the U.S. government to tell us how to do things. This is like all the values that I thought that the quote unquote Republican Party valued. And I don't see that. Right. And that's okay. But, you know, so, and if you know, like, hey, no, look, I'm living in, you know, deep red, you know, Texas, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Great. See what you could do in other communities nationally. Maybe it's just supporting Decrim Nature, as you know, like maybe you're a graphics arts designer and you could say, hey, look, I can make you guys some sweet images pro bono for your Instagram post. Or, hey, I know somebody who is in that city who could help you with freaking catering. I don't know. Right. But like, tap your resources, act like there needs to be a sense of urgency around this, because there does. Right. So necessity is the mother of invention. Imagine, what can I do for this movement that I say I so care about? What is it? You could figure it out, right? Like, if you really kind of put your heart, like, it's pretty easy to say, yo, I live in a super conservative state. I'll be rooting for you though.
Right.
You know, good luck.
Yeah.
That's great. Lots of people are doing that. That's why we're in the predicament we are. But, it's kind of like, you know, how long are you going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired? Right. For me, that shit ended for me in like 2017, when it's like, okay, I see the light. I understand the importance of these things. I'm not going to acquiesce to the bullshit anymore. And I'm going to stand up and do whatever I can, where I can.
I love it. Della, I'll let you get out of here, man. But I want to make sure that people listening can find out more about Umbo, because I'm super stoked about the product line, like I said, and I definitely want them to see it for themselves. So how can they find Umbo, just online, social media, all that stuff?
Totally. If I can do two quick plugs,
yeah.
I'd like people to go to unlimitedsciences.org first. We have our study that we're doing with Johns Hopkins on how people use psilocybin in the real world. This is another way that you could activate. Enroll in that study. It only goes until May. So just want to plug that, because I know your audience is probably may or may not use mushrooms. I don't know.
Yes. But strong chance they do.
Okay. So if you are and you're intending on doing that, unlimitedsciences.org is a good spot. We have a pretty strong following on Instagram there.
Cool.
And then for Umbo, you could go to getumbo.com, learn more about our products. And if you use the code UNLIMITED20, you get 20% off. That's our Unlimited Sciences deal.
Awesome.
So a little 20% off code there for the listeners. I think that's only about a month running. So,
okay.
Limited time, but yeah, those are two things. And then obviously you can please follow us at Umbo Mushrooms. We have Get Umbo, but we're trying to figure out how to switch the damn name.
Right.
But Umbo Mushrooms, we've got our community that we're kind of building there, which is filled with some really fun, cool people.
That's fantastic. And I know you're a big jiu-jitsu practitioner. Are you still living in Longmont? I know you'd mentioned being a part of the Dark Horse Longmont group at one point.
Yeah, I'm 10th Planet Denver.
Okay.
That's my home gym, but I train at Longmont, but currently experiencing my very first injury. I had a black belt break my shit in an Estima lock. So my foot's broken, right? Or I've had some tendons pop in my ankle or whatever. I haven't rolled for like a month now, and it is
excruciating.
Eating me alive. That's why I'm on edge. That's why I sound like I'm like so ready to roll.
Well, so get some of that Myco Rest.
I know. Well, there's only so much Myco Rest and Rise I could take without still wanting to strangle the shit out of people. So
I love it, man. Well, hey, Del, have a great day. Thanks so much for being part of this. And I'll send you a link when the podcast is published.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate it. And we'll chat soon.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Walk with me, baby, come on and talk with me, come on and take me.